It's not about us. It's all about your precious name. But we would like you to intervene in the amazing way that you charge our hearts, examine our thoughts, but help us to hear your voice and be willing to do what you lead and guide in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word. Speak through the words, that may our hearts will be uplifted and recommit our lives unto you. Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Title of the sermon this morning, Caught in the Crowd, Reaching to Jesus. This week we learned a lot from the news. California has been hit hard. The flood, mudslide, snow. One of the news that catch my attention was a mother that tried to escape the swelling creek near her home, and she was swept away with her child. I saw that footage on the internet. As she was floating away, she didn't try to save herself or swim ashore, but she was trying to float on her back, let her baby on her chest, try to keep the head up so her child would be able to breathe. At one point, she said her son suffocated drinking of the water. So she turned him face up and pressed on his chest, let the water out. That saved the life of that little, very, very old baby. They were rescued and interviewed. What she said, how was her experience floating, trying to save her child? She said that she didn't think about anything. She didn't think about herself. But the only thing she was trying to do was to make sure the head of her child keep above the water. Her love for her son escaped the fear of drowning, fear of the raging water. Sermon this morning is about the unnamed woman. It's found in the Luke chapter 8. The unnamed woman who was caught in a crowd trying to reach to Jesus. We were told, as we read the scripture, that this woman suffered over 12 years from the excessive flowing of the blood. Some say it was internal bleeding in her womb, or chronic hemorrhage that lost the blood that she was failing away. This woman, as the Bible tells us, not only she suffered, but she went out, visit doctors, physicians, people who were trained to help her, but no one could help her and cure her sickness. The evangelist Luke tells the story. Jesus was invited by Jairus. Jairus was the ruler of the synagogue. Remember, the religious leader, they were not really friendly to Jesus. But this time he was really friendly to Jesus, because his daughter was dying. He came while Jesus was surrounded by the crowd. He fell on his feet, invite him, come, let's go with me to my house. My daughter needs to be healed. As you know, if you get caught in a crowd, it's not a good experience. Twice this week, 15 was pretty crowd traffic because of people going to work and even car accident on I-15. So I've seen people just change lane or even force you to change lane regardless. You got to do it. What made things worse for Jairus? His hesitancy to have Jesus arrive safely or sooner to his place. The woman, which has no name, chose the crowd to be an ideal place to present her case to Jesus. The Bible tells us that she came secretly behind Jesus and reached out just to touch the hem of his garment. The touch of the unnamed woman alarmed Jesus. If you look at the scripture, Luke chapter 8, verse 46. The midst of the crowd, people were crowding, trying to have Jesus' attention. Jairus was hastening, come. But Jesus said in verse 46, someone touched me. I know the power has gone out from me. The touch of the unnamed woman demonstrate how believers should reach out to Jesus. The touch of the unnamed woman who suffered over 12 years with the continuous flowing of blood is the story of the saving grace of Jesus made available for those who can reach out in faith. Reading the passage and studying the history of the desperate touch of the woman, I discovered three conditions that could have stopped the woman from reaching out to Jesus. These three conditions keep away those who believe in God from directing, connecting to the divine power of God. Stop us from the experience, the total healing of God. These three conditions, self-doubt, self-pity, and self-consciousness. Self-doubt could have stopped the woman from reaching out to Jesus. If you look at verse 47 of Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Verse 47 says, when the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, she came trembling and fell at the feet of Jesus. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Did you know she came secretly? She chose the crowd to be an ideal place to get lost in a crowd. She figured out that just to reach and touch him, and that's all I need. But she said she could no longer go unnoticed. We could not hide in the presence of God. For those who seek God diligently in faith, we could not hide ourselves. God can see and understand the deepest sincerity that we have. But self-doubt kicks in. After Jesus healed her, Jesus said, "Who touched me? Someone touched me, because the power within me has gone out of me." Interestingly, in verse 45 tells us, when they all deny it, including the woman, self doubt, knowing the truth but deny it. But Jesus said, "Someone touched me." Jesus challenged the woman that reached out in the secret to come out in the open, because he wants to set her free from the pressure of self-doubt. Do you know the sickness that she suffered over 12 years made her ceremonially unclean? Whatever she could touch, whoever could touch her, were considered to be what? Unclean. What a tremendous pressure. And if he show her conditions in the public, she would be looked upon. She would be pushed away. Or even the master would be contaminated. Self-doubt could have stopped the woman. But thanks be to Jesus, someone touched me. I can feel the power has been unleashed. Someone has the power. Self-doubt could hinder our spiritual walk and our spiritual growth to spiritual maturity. Not only self-doubt, but self-pity. Self-pity is to feel sorry for yourself. Feel sorry for me. This woman, she has all the excuses to stay home. Not only she's ceremonially unclean, nobody could be friendly to her. But we learned she stepped out in faith, tried to reach out, to reach to Jesus. Most of us Christians, our faith died because we cannot grow out of self-pityness. We must look that we can do all things through Christ strengthen us. It paralyzes us. It dwarfs us and help us to live in the past, not the present, not the future. Self-pityness I can use myself and an example to illustrate the self-pityness. Sometimes I tell myself, you know, English is not my first language. If I make a mistake, I have an excuse. That is self-pityness. I thanks for the church members who encourage me, you know, you're doing fine, but you can do much better. It stretched me beyond my limits. For those who have difficult understanding me, hang on. In another 5 years or 10 years, I'll be good. Self-pityness can dwarf us if we dwell in self-pityness. But we need to do our part. This woman, she realized the situation she was in. She spent all her money, her time, visiting physicians, doctors. She was not afraid to tell them her situation. But when it comes to Jesus, it was a different story. She secretly came by him. But Jesus, in his amazing grace, in the midst of the crowd, make him available for those who are as weak but diligent, faithfully seek him in faith. Not only self-pityness, but the self-consciousness. Could stop the woman from reaching to Jesus. Self-consciousness is the concern that we have of what other people think and feels about us. Sometimes we let the self-consciousness to be an idol or a god to worship. Our fear of others take place our dedications to God. But this woman, knowing her situations, but she grew out of it. You probably hear the story of Jamie Wallet. He went to buy ice cream on Monday at La Conchita. He went back home when he saw a flowing of mud very close to his home, but he got there too late to discover his house was covered with 6 feet mud and debris. Desperately, he started digging. He dig. Some of the fire marshals that rescue team, they were amazed how fast and how hard he worked. He helped pull up some of the survivors, but he didn't get to save his wife and his three daughters. They all perished. The news said that he dug Monday night, Tuesday, takes few hours to break. He kept digging. He crossed the tape area where the officers did their investigations. He dig out of bounds and he was arrested and handcuffed. After identifying that was Mr. Wallet, they let him go. He went back and started digging. Until Wednesday, he was walked in order to touch the body and identify that was his wife and three children. My friend, faith shall not be stopped by self-doubt, self-pityness, and self-consciousness. We must keep digging until we touch the garment of Jesus Christ. Mr. Wallet's heart trembled, but at least he accepted the fact. He lost his wife and 3 children. How could this woman have the courage to reach and touch Jesus? How could she reach out and touch Jesus? My friend, this morning, the Bible tells us, meditations transpire presentations of faith. If you turn your Bible to Mark chapter 5, verse 27 and 28, 29, it brings us that reality. Meditation on what God can do and would do for you move us to do the unthinkable. Turn to Mark chapter 5, verse 27, 28, 29. I will read it for us. Because the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, Gospel of Luke, they told the same story in different way as they encountered the story. Recount the story. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Verse 28, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I shall be what? If only I could touch. She didn't focus on the flowing of blood. She didn't contemplate on the pressure that she's and ceremonially unclean. But she meditated on what God can do and will do. Just if she could reach out and touch Jesus, it moves her to do the unthinkable. No logic, no reason could explain. At least I could touch, I shall be healed. Peralta, sergeant, platoon sergeant from Camp Pendleton, I read this article in November. They were ordered to weed out the insurgent. They came to one of the house. They most definitely, there are insurgent in there. They look at each other, who would be the first to enter the house? Since he's a platoon sergeant, he went in according to he was directed. He was shot, fell down. The next things he learned, the grenade came from the insurgents. He knew that if he will not cover, 2 of other Marines will be killed. He did the unthinkable. Grabbed the grenade wrapped under his uniform. The impact of grenade spared other Marines. He was contemplate on his call as a soldier, as a Marine. Once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. In our spiritual walk, when we contemplate what God can do or will do, it moves us beyond our limits. In verse 46 of Luke chapter 8, she touched. Do you know why she touched the garment of Jesus? Because in her mind, she doesn't want to contaminate the master. At least her rope, his rope. But the power flowed out of Jesus. And she said, I lost my power. Somebody becomes a recipient of God's power. Step out in faith. To reach and touch Jesus, we must recognize God already unleashed the divine power through the Holy Spirit. And He's working within us. If we're sensitive to it, He promised to lead and guide and direct us to all righteousness. We need to be sensitive in the work of the Holy Spirit because it's been given. It's for our resources. It's for us to use. So we can have a direct connection to the source of power. Also in verse 49, interesting. Verse 49 reads, here's the experience of Jairus. While Jesus was speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, said, your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher anymore. If you could imagine what happened, the overwhelming in agony and sorrow in the heart of Jairus. Not only he was stuck in the crowd, but now tells him, don't bother the master. Your daughter is dead. Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just what? Just believe. Your daughter is not dead. She's sleeping. Isn't that a comforting promise for all Christians? When we rest in Christ, we rest awaiting for Him to wake up, to wake us up. Just believe. We need to take the word of Jesus and believe in His word. Whatever He says, promise unto us, believe it. Because He allows us to touch. The humanity can be connected to divinity if we take His word and live in His word. I hope the experience of the woman, the unnamed woman who suffered with the flowing of blood, encourage us, help us to realize there are three conditions that could stop us from Jesus. It's the self-doubt, self-pityness, and self-consciousness. But we can meditate on what God can do. We know the Holy Spirit or the power of God is already works within us. And take His word. We never go wrong. But we can perform beyond our limits and do the unthinkable. May God bless us as we meditate on His word. Our final hymn to close our worship this Sabbath.